The San Francisco coin-op scene is combating continued inflation following the financial foils of the persisting COVID-19 pandemic. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Dustin Wilcox. You're listening to the hustle and bustle of a San Francisco arcade. Some businesses marry the colorful cacophony of gaming with the adult allure of alcohol. Others are an all-ages affair. Yet the owners of many say they've noticed inflation in small ways. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that prices rose 5% overall in the past year, about 1% more than the local minimum wage hike slated for July 1st. Joey Mucha is the owner of Thriller Social Club on 4th Street, who also places games in third-party venues throughout the Bay Area. Mucha says he hasn't had much wiggle room to adjust game prices so far because he's already compensated for the higher prices of the area. He's mainly seen inflation creep into his operating expenses instead.
Flush prices have gone up that go into claw machines, parts prices and lead times have gone up, and labor, buying someone to fix games for you, has definitely gone up, though I've reverted to fixing them all myself.
A group of students from the City College of San Francisco who frequent the Emporium Arcade Bar on Divisadero Street say they aren't letting inflation sideline their summer fun. Among them is Aiden Judge, who says going anywhere in town is expensive, so it's merely a matter of where he wants to go.
We have our clinical rotations coming up next week. You know, it's our first time like actually like working in a hospital, so we're just trying to like enjoy our last week off, I guess.
According to the American Automobile Association, gas prices are averaging more than $6 per gallon in California this month. But even this is something Judge considers a necessary cost since he's not within walking distance of the arcade. At least for now, inflation seems to be part of life for arcades and their customers in the Bay. I'm Dustin Wilcox in San Francisco.